win, but what and so what you will win. State your name and ADC number for the record.
Walton Travis, 269-515.
Thank you, Mr. Walton. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Courtesy for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on July 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
July 20th, yes.
Yeah, that's the one when it was stated that the hearing would be held today. And we signed the form, and on that form it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and I would like to introduce them to you. They are, to my left, your right, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of me, that is the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse. And on the other side of Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead for this hearing this morning. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of the day, and that is Mr. Turner that you can see now. Therefore, he is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today. Mr. Wallen and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and be so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Wallen, you have, as I've indicated, you have two allegations on your warrant. Before we move forward, we will move forward with those. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read each of them, and once I read each of them, please tell me whether it's true or false, sir. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 24, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated January 30th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 26, 2018, by 10 a.m., as directed in writing on January 25, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus she was under stronger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Wallen, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. Now, sir, we're about to go into phase two of your hearing. This is a very important phase of your hearing, because in phase two, at the end of phase two, this board is going to make a determination whether to continue your own supervision or whether to revoke your community supervision. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that information, then we're going to come back, speak with you, then you can tell us anything that you want to tell us, and then the board will make its determination, sir. So if you hold on, just listen right now, and we're going to receive some background information from Mr. Turner, and we'll be back to you shortly. Mr. Turner, sir.
Mr. Walton was released from ADC custody on 12/28/2017, excuse me, and arrested on 5/24/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 5/24/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 328/2019 with 120 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011, commitment A, count 1, burglary tools possession, 1 year. 2011, commitment A, count 2, burglary third degree, 2 years and 6 months. 2011, commitment B, count 1, burglary second degree, 6 years, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is significant with assault, drugs, criminal damage, and possession of a weapon. Other arrest, 2010, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. Has a GB score of G1, V4.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Waldman, we are back to you. We just want to talk to you a few moments and then listen to you. Based on information that's been presented to the board in the case supervision summary, we show that when you were released, you were to reside at Blue Ray in Phoenix at 1302 West Bethel Lane. And then you were discharged from Blue Ray. And then that was your last known address. So what happened to you after you left Blue Ray, sir?
I moved in with a roommate.
Okay. Did you, by chance, did you advise or inform your parole officer that you had left VA and that you were going to live with your roommate, sir?
No, see, that's all happened after I called my parole officer to tell him I was on my way to see him because I finally got the truck up and running, but he told me that he already had a warrant out for my arrest, so that's basically was my second option, so I, after, that's the only reason why I left VA.
Okay, so you said you left V-Ray, according to V-Ray, that you failed to comply with policies and procedures as signed by you, and then number two, that you were absent without permission the night of January 26, 2018, and had not returned, and that when you left, you had approved the fee of $144, but so what were you doing during those 120 days, I think, that you were living with your roommate and not in contact with your parole officer? What were you doing that, during that period? Were you working?
I was working.
Oh, you were working. So what kind of work were you doing, sir?
I was doing contracting, like house renovation, drywalling, landscape.
We're glad that you had a skill and that you were working. That's very important. That's something that we look on with favor whenever whenever you get out, because that's very important that you have a skill that you can use and that you're able to become an entrepreneur such a short period of time after you were released. So you had, I believe, you were scheduled to have UAs and random sampling, and then on January 24th, you missed that UA, and had you absconded by January 24th, is that when you missed that UA, sir?
Yes. There's a whole reason behind that, missing that, too.
Mm. What was that, sir?
That was during the whole time when I went up to work in Sedona. It was near Sedona. But I called that day, and I had to go drop a UA, and the closest one was in Flagstaff. And I wasn't close enough to make one for Phoenix, but I was basically 5 minutes late to the 7 o'clock closing time up in Flagstaff.
Okay.
And all was there.
And you are business, and you didn't think about dropping that UA the very next day, the next morning. You know, sometimes they do that, and then it's over with. So, but you didn't make that decision at that time. So you just continued to work up there, and so we appreciate your working, sir. Okay, sir. I think those are the questions. I do have one other question. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I just got off of work, and I was getting ready to go to sleep.
You were at home at that time, sir?
Yes.
And why do you think the police department showed up at your residence to pick you up, sir?
I don't have any idea, really. Okay. I really don't know.
They just showed up. Okay, sir. Well, at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. So if you can just so on, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse has a question for you, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Walton, why did you get discharged from V-Ray on January 30th?
It's basically, it was during the time that my parole officer, I guess, put a warrant out for my arrest. But I was making payments. I was doing everything that was required so I was, my mom had to go pick up my stuff, and basically I was told by my other roommates that I'm getting, you know, kicked out of there.
Well, so why, though? Why did they kick you out? For not paying?
No, for being, what do they call it, absent or not having permission to leave or something?
Oh, okay, okay. All right, thank you, sir. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
Thank you, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. We also bring you some information at this time from the Honorable Mr. Turner, representing the Department of Corrections. Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, sir, I'd like to read a couple of OMS notes. On 1/29/2018, P.O. Logan received an email from Vivre, who reported the offender failed to return to the property the night of 1/25/18 and has been absent now without permission for more than 24 hours. On 1/30/2018, Cecile Logan attempted to contact the offender by contacting the offender's emergency contact, his mother, Cindy Doherty, at the phone number provided. Cindy Doherty stated that she has not talked to the offender in a couple of days. He stated that he was in the mountains working and his phone does not work well. She stated that he thinks he is scared to report and does not know his exact location. The warrant was not requested until 1/30/2018.
Thank you so very much for sharing that information with the board, sir. Okay, board members, any further questions for Mr. Waldman at this time? I don't see any questions about board members at this time, sir. But we're coming to the end of the hearing. This is your hearing, sir. Therefore, we're going to give you another opportunity to tell the board anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir. What else do you want to tell the board at this time, sir? It's all open up to you.
I really would like a second chance. And I mean, I kind of freaked out and panicked, but and I did what most people would do when they panic is run, but it's not right. But I really would just like a second chance.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much. If you have nothing else that you want to report, now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. This will be the first opportunity that the board will have the opportunity to discuss your case because we do operate under the open meeting law. We do everything in public, and we don't discuss your case before sitting up here on this panel. So if you will remain quiet, the board is going into discussion. Following this discussion, the board will be back with this decision, sir. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation. I think that Mr. Rowland, as he indicated, he became frightened. He had this situation there at the V-Way, and he was dismissed from V-Way, and then he made his determination at that point that he would go and he would reside with Klan, and before you know it, 120 days had passed before, and that's about 4 months. And I just cannot overlook those 4 months. I think that if it had been, you know, maybe just 1 month or something, I would be willing to overlook it. But for 4 months, although he was working, I give him credit for that, but we have no way of proving it. That's one reason that it's very important to stay in contact with the parole officer so that parole officer can verify exactly what's going on and throw in the head, lack of drugs or anything. But unfortunately, that just did not happen at this particular time. Therefore, because of this, I'm just not in favor at this time, but I'm only speaking as one board member. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based on the information contained in warrant number 2018-W0317A, as well as information provided to the board by the Honorable Mr. Turner and discussions that we've had with Mr. Rowland. And my motion is going to be to revoke this community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked Let me remove me out on March 28th, 2019. It may sound like a long time, but as one of my colleagues would say, if he was here, it's just a matter of months, not a matter of years. We wish you the best once you get out. Make sure that you have a plan, and because we just don't want to see you again in Orange, because you have great potential. This was just an unfortunate situation. We certainly appreciate your participating and your being so courteous to the board this morning. So this will end your hearing, so if you'll be kind enough to put the CO3 back on the phone, I would certainly appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.